This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition. We introduced you to this last week. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, is presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you have a legal need, when you have a legal question, even if you do not work and live in the city of Brandon, Florida, reach out to Brandon Legal Group. Ask that question. Schedule a free consult. They are proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, and they are a full-service law firm taking care of people in the greater Tampa Bay area. Phone number is easy to remember. I know, because I actually had a question, golf-related question, for one of the marketing guys at Brandon Legal Group. I was away from my information, and I was like, yeah, I say this phone number all the time. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Full service law firm means exactly what you would think full service is. I don't get into talking about specific types of law when telling you about Brandon Legal Group. Full service law firm covers it. So when you have this need, when you have a legal question, know you can call Brandon Legal Group and feel free to say, hey, I hear you guys sponsor Todd Wright's golf tournaments. I hear you talked about on Todd Wright's Fantasy Football Podcast. They won't mind. If it's an icebreaker, use it as an icebreaker. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. I thank Brandon Legal Group for giving me the opportunity to create this spinoff, 20 episodes, Bucks Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This is specific to a lot of listeners of podcasts to joebucksfan.com who are there primarily for Buccaneer-related info. So, as we explained last week in the first installment of the Bucks Bulletin, we were going to go position by position and talk fantasy for the Buccaneers. And then once we get to the regular season, we'll analyze each week's matchup, and we won't just talk about who to sit and start for the Buccaneers. We'll talk about their opponents as well, so you can utilize this information in your season-long and DFS fantasy games. All right, one follow-up to last week, because we talked about the quarterback situation from a fantasy perspective as it related to Fitzmagic and also Jameis Winston. In the most recent edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, we mocked a mock draft, a 12-team, I think it was half-point PPR mock draft, and something that we didn't bother talking about in that edition. Actually, it was a two-quarterback league that we brought up. Actually, it wasn't a two-quarterback league. Yeah, this was something else that I actually looked at as it related to two quarterbacks, because if you are in a two-quarterback league, it elevates the value of a number of those quarterbacks. For example, Aaron Rodgers is a borderline first-round pick in two-quarterback leagues. In this particular mock draft, Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson went in the second round. Three quarterbacks went in the third round. Three quarterbacks went in the fourth round. Five quarterbacks went in the fifth round. For purposes of the Bucks Bulletin, in that two-quarterback league mock draft, Jameis Winston went in the 10th round, but here were the only quarterbacks he was selected in front of: Eli Manning. And you say, oh, okay, Jameis went in front of Eli. Wow. All right, the list doesn't get much better after that. Keenum, Trubisky, Bortles, Taylor, Tannehill, Dalton, and then Flacco and Lamar Jackson in the 15th round. That's it. This was a 15-round draft. So just a footnote there on Winston and where he went in a recent mock draft for a two-quarterback league. That's a two-quarterback league where quarterbacks have value for the entire season because you're going to need that second one in the lineup, and you spend three season-long draft picks to get three quarterbacks you think are going to be playing the bulk of the regular season, because you aren't going to have the luxury of just diving on waivers to pick up a new quarterback on a bye week, what have you, and you have to be very careful of your bye weeks in those two quarterback leagues. All right, let's move on to the running back position. And consulting the experts at JoeBucksFan.com on the running back situation to give you some fantasy perspective, let's talk about, as we record this podcast on Tuesday evening, the comments earlier Tuesday by Buccaneer head coach Dirk Cutter about Barber being not only number one on the running back depth chart, but significantly number one on the depth chart ahead of the rookie Jones, with obviously Jacquizz Rodgers and Charles Sims on the roster as well. Okay, let's start with Barber. Barber does have some fantasy value. However, if you are a fan of the Buccaneers, do not overdraft Barber. Because we're talking about four backs, I think there's a chance one of those four will be cut, either Sims or Rodgers. It's just a numbers game there. And as much as Cutter likes those two guys, there might not be room for both of them unless there's some sort of a camp or pre-week one injury to Barber or Jones. So Barber should receive some volume, especially early in the season. But at this point, I and many expect the Buccaneers to be a bad football team. So employ the, you don't want running backs on bad football teams on your fantasy team. So that hurts Barber. Barber, to me, doesn't have the look of someone who can maintain a pace of productivity, even if he does have a good game in, say, a shootout against the New Orleans Saints in week one. I don't know that that translates to another good game in week two against the Philadelphia Eagles. JoeBucksFan.com believes the Buccaneers will use a lot of three and four wide receiver sets. This potentially keeps Barber on the field and in the mix. But I just don't see consistent production out of Barber beyond, say, from game to game. I think there could be some quality games there. Other than maybe week one, I don't know if you're going to be able to predict them. Just sort of looking at where Barber might fit on your roster, I think he is worth a season-long draft pick just because he is a number one running back. And based on some of the issues that Jones seems to have, he's already had a key drop in a preseason game. He's been bad to okay on blitz pickup in terms of protecting the quarterback in those situations. This already has a little bit of the feel of another failed early draft pick by Jason Light. That's the way it feels to me. And the organization likes Barber. That said, I don't know what that overall says about where the Buccaneers are at. If they feel that strongly about Barber as a number one running back compared to a lot of other number one running backs in the National Football League, Barber at best might run 25th. So from a fantasy perspective, Barber might be an RB3/4. Again, worth rostering. But I don't know that he's someone that you're drafting him to play him a lot of weeks. And as the season goes on, I'm not confident that he's going to stay in the conversation of someone you want to play unless you have a need. He might even be someone that you're going to be able to find on waivers at some point. I could see someone drafting him in a season-long league, liking him for a game or two, but then moving on from him, realizing there will be other running backs available on waivers, or when Barber starts getting game planned by opposing defenses, what does he have for a next page? What will the Bucs do for him in that situation? I'm just not very confident about it. Obviously, I'm not confident about Jones at this point. I don't think he's on your season-long draft boards. I think he is someone that at best you're looking to see where he's going to fit in, what his role is going to be, and once that role is established or there is some production there, then perhaps you're looking to make a waiver claim on him or simply use him as a bargain in a DFS situation. As far as Charles Sims is concerned, JoeBucksFan.com points out a very good stat as it relates to Charles Sims, how last year no running back took more snaps than Charles Sims. I know in recent years, fantasy gurus like Steve Gallo love Sims, but they love him more in a daily game type situation than in a season-long league. And again, for those of you who don't play daily games, what we mean by that is in virtually any daily game you play in any sport, whether you're playing it for an NFL Sunday, whether you're playing it for a combination of a Sunday night game or a Monday night game, or I play a lot of, big surprise, fantasy golf, where you get to pick six golfers from a particular tournament. And let's say you're just playing the Saturday-Sunday rounds after the cut has already been established. So now all you're doing is getting the production of the guys who made the cut. It doesn't matter where they finish on the leaderboard. It matters how they score. You get points for pars, points for birdies, points for eagles, points for bogeys, etc. So almost always, whether it's a football situation or a golf situation, you need to find a lower priced player to put in your lineup to balance out a star player or two that you have in your lineup. And for example, Steve Gallo would often in recent years talk about Charles Sims more, say, in 2016 than 2017 being one of those guys. And a lot was because he got snaps. He got volume. And you're just looking to get something out of those bargain type players. So there's a different value from a DFS standpoint than there is from a season-long league standpoint, where you can clearly in your season-long league, it's not a matter of a salary cap, where in the DFS world, it is a matter of a salary cap. So that's where the difference is. Rodgers ultimately might be the guy on the outside looking in here, just because he has lacked durability in recent years. And I think Jones was sort of drafted to replace Rodgers. Rodgers had a wonderful opportunity last year with the early problems for Doug Martin and just wasn't able to do enough with it. I'm a little surprised he's back in camp this year, but Cutter obviously feels a connection with him back to their days in Atlanta. So not a lot to like here from a season-long standpoint. Honestly, if you are going to use a late season long draft pick on Barber and you get a good game or two out of Barber early in the season, maybe week one and week two, maybe week one and week three, who knows, maybe week one. If it skips over to week four, then this is going to be a harder sell. There are those players that you take a chance on that produce and then immediately you flip them. If you are active in making trades in your leagues, and often there are those people in your league that don't want to make trades. They're offended that you think they want to make a trade with you. And then you have those owners who are more open to the idea. To me, Barber might be a candidate of get some value from him early and then hedge your bets, find an owner who has an obvious need at running back, say someone who had an RB1 or an RB2 go down for the year, who has been claiming guys on waivers who aren't getting touches, and make him an offer with Barber and get out early and maybe try to get something of value back from him at another position. Say, if you need a wide receiver or you need a tight end, or your quarterback goes down and he's got a quality backup and you don't like your number two. And I'm not saying that just because it's Barber and the Buccaneers. I mean, you can make this case on any number of guys in fantasy football where you draft them not necessarily to play them, and they're sitting on your bench and employ, you know, one of the traditional general manager theories that's out there in any sport. A player has value either to help you win tangibly or by moving him to someone else to bring you another piece that helps you win. Barber producing on your bench early in the season isn't going to do you any good. And I think even if you use Barber in your starting lineup for one or two of those early games where he might be productive, have some high volume, you might be able to convince another owner more desperate for running back need, where you don't have to play Barber, to send him to them in exchange for maybe, again, that owner has some depth of wide receiver or something else that you could use to help you and your starting lineup. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm. Your work-related legal question, your personal-related legal question does not need to originate in the city of Brandon for you to call Brandon Legal Group. When I see the guys at Brandon Legal Group at my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, or I play golf with them. They talk about their visits to various cities in the greater Tampa Bay area. I know this isn't an impulse buy. They know it too. But when you have something that you feel involves a legal question, remember Brandon Legal Group and call them. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, a regular at Todd Wright Tour events. Colin and Tony will be playing in the Todd Wright Tour Invitational, which we are at capacity for that event coming up a week from Sunday at Countryside Country Club. Thank you for all the response on that and for the interest in the waiting list on that as well. That is a limited field, hence invitational event. The next full field event on the Todd Wright Tour will be announced around Labor Day for Sunday, October 28th. And that's our annual event where we pair it up with pro football in a way that allows you to enjoy football and potentially have it benefit your team on the golf course as games are taking place while you're playing golf in our event. Speaking of events, we are just a couple weeks away. No, we're 1 week away from the fantasy draft party for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast listeners. Ira Kaufman, defending champion Robert Wright, who also plays in Todd Wright Tour events. Ty and Brooke, a couple of Hooters calendar girls, will be there. We're going to have a good group and hopefully a little better weather before the event begins than last year. Wednesday, August 22nd, will be the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Fantasy Draft Party at the Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabry. If you would like to be an owner in this league, you can send a request to be an owner to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. We have sent out a couple waves of invites. Space is limited, but we're sending out invites. I'll send out a third wave of invites probably later this week, and then the final wave of invites will go out over the weekend or perhaps as late as Monday, depending on if there's any space available or other cancellations. For those of you that are interested, you do need to be in person. We're trying to get actual human beings to be in Hooters Restaurant and maybe buy food and drink. You can bring a plus one. The plus one is not going to be able to draft their own team, but they can sit with you at their table. I have a gentleman coming from Ocala making the long drive. He's bringing his dad. We have other owners who bring their significant others, and that's fine. No problem with that at all. But you need to be there by 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, August 22nd. We're trying to start the draft promptly at 7 p.m. and likely with multiple leagues going at one time. Again, if you are interested in this and it is free to play, doesn't mean you get free food and drink that night. You will run your own tab at Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue. Send an email with your request to be an owner to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. That concludes this episode, episode two, of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin presented by Brandon Legal Group. We'll talk to you next week.